Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, but the first thing I want to talk about is this video that has circulated online of the taxi driver being attacked in his car. Now, people are calling it online. The Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault. Alleged, my arse. We've all seen the video. He's clearly being assaulted. There is no doubt the man is being assaulted. Why it happened or how it happened, of course, is up to an Gardaí Síochána to investigate it. The video, of course, of the incident has gone viral on social media. The passenger can be heard shouting racial slurs, the N-word, over and over again at this driver because he happened to be a black driver, as he attacks him physically for no particular reason. He just started calling him names and then suddenly attacks him. The video has been viewed thousands of times in the last 24 hours and the Gardaí are appealing to the public not to share the footage anymore. Derek Devoy is a taxi driver who founded a suicide prevention service run by drivers, said he has been in contact with the passenger in the video and the man intends to hand himself in. I believe he actually hasn't handed himself in at this stage. But the question I wanted to ask you was, just to get straight to the question, would you support an introduction of minimum sentencing for taxi drivers who are attacked? Because it is a dangerous job. There is no doubt about it. You're driving a car, you're letting complete strangers into your car, people you don't know. I mean, I wouldn't let a stranger into my car that I didn't know, but taxi drivers do it on a daily basis because that's their job. They drive a public service vehicle and they're dealing with the general public. They're dealing with, particularly those who work at night, are dealing with drunks, they're dealing with drug addicts, they're dealing with all sorts of aggressive people, and they're dealing with nice people too. Thankfully it doesn't happen too often, but one or two times is enough to warrant some sort of, I suppose, intervention by an Gardaí Síochána and by the justice system possibly as well, when these are men and women doing their job. The question I want to ask you is, should there be specific legislation for it? Would you support an introduction of a minimum sentence for anybody who attacks a taxi driver? Would that be a good idea? Yes, you believe it's a good idea, or no, you believe that would be a terrible idea. After all, they're just members of the public, just like anybody else doing a job. Let me know what you think. Specific legislation, let me know. And if you watch this video, what do you think of it? We all know what to think of it. Derek Devoy is a taxi driver. And he's involved in suicide prevention. He's the owner of Taxi Check, which is a Facebook page which he set up many years ago himself after he went through a particularly bad period in his life. Derek, good afternoon to you.
How you doing? How are you?
Good. Derek, I mean, you put this up on your page and I've watched the video and it's actually quite disturbing to watch.
Frightening, yeah.
It just kind of seems to happen quite randomly and for no reason. Well, the taxi driver wasn't even communicating with the man. The man just suddenly decided this verbal assault and then a physical assault. And I felt so sorry for this taxi driver. You could see he was terrified and just wanted to get out of that situation as quick as he possibly could. You know, and he didn't even hit him back. You know, he didn't. He defended himself as much as he tried to restrain him. But he didn't attack the man. And, you know, I think most of us at that stage would have had a go, you know, or tried to protect ourselves and so
on. Oh, he'd be on the floor by now, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the video, you put it up on the Facebook page on Taxi Check. And what was the reaction you got to it?
I tell you what happened. I was sent a message on Taxi Watch. We have
Taxi Watch. Sorry,
nearly,
I apologize.
We have nearly 1.2 million hits every month. So I was asked would I share it. Somebody was bound to see it. And I know we're about suicide prevention, but the reason I put it up is a lot of this can lead to depression and to, like, this driver now. Personally, he's in bits. So like, there's a good chance that he will suffer some sort of mental health problem or whatever. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we put it up. We got 200,000+ people viewed the video. And the following morning, then the person's family member of the attacker rang me and said what had happened and who he was and what
because
I
because he was clearly identifiable in the video. Yeah,
of course, you could see him. Yeah, so he knew. So I rang him and I spoke with him. And to be honest with you, and I'm being truthfully honest, I don't know the man from Adam. I've never met him in my entire life. He seemed absolutely mortified. Obviously he was. He seemed he said he was extremely sorry. I know that doesn't count for much, but he was extremely sorry, remorseful for what had happened.
Did he say he was under the influence of alcohol or?
Oh, blamed for drink, yeah. No, yeah. He said he swore to that he had no drugs or anything. It was just pure drink.
Yeah.
And it's a once off routine. It's never happened again. And so I was ready to kind of attack him on the phone and give out to him. But what I'd done was I said, look, and I said, you know what you have to do? You have to hand yourself in. I said, where are you? And I didn't know what part of the country he was even in at this stage. And he told me, and I said, right, I said, I'll be there to pick you up. I said, and I'll take you to the guard station. And he agreed. I couldn't believe he agreed. So I drove from Kilkenny to Dublin and picked him up and dropped him to the Garda station. Went in and he made a statement, and the person I met...
And were the Garda aware of the video at that stage already?
Oh, they were, of course. Yeah. They were, of course. Yeah. But the person who I met was not the person who was in the video.
You mean his demeanor? You mean the demeanor of the person?
Oh,
yeah.
He was a completely different person. Completely different person. He was a mouse, to be honest with you, when I met him, and he was just so remorseful and sorry. But as I said to him, it's done now. You just need to face the consequences.
That's entirely up to the driver. He attacked and how he feels about it.
Exactly.
Whether he wants to obviously continue and press charges, etc., etc. And it shows also the importance of having, you know, taxi drivers having these dash cams. Personally speaking, I think any taxi driver who doesn't have an internal dash cam at this stage is foolish. Absolutely foolish, because of these situations can happen. I mean, I know that's not why Taxi Watch was set up. I mean, you have your own personal story where you went through particularly hard times yourself, Derek. And I've heard you talk about that before. And you set it up for drivers, of course, you know, who on a nightly basis would talk to people or see people who may be suicidal.
Exactly, yeah. That was the whole idea. But I went through it myself. I tried to take my own life 3 times. And eventually I sought help. And thank God the help was there. And I got it. And I went back to work, and my first night back to work, I came across 2 people in an hour apart on a bridge, ready to take their life.
And because taxi drivers are on the road all the time, so I suppose it's something we don't think of. They are the eyes and ears, I suppose, of the country, because they're watching everything and they see everything. You know, no better man than a taxi driver to tell you what's going on in the world. So
exactly,
they're seeing people every night of the week. And you know, I mean, have you been involved in maybe some sort of basic training for them as to what they should say? And don't get me wrong, we're not suggesting they're psychologists or psychiatrists.
Basic
training.
Yeah, we do. At the time when we started first, we'd done a course called Safe Talk by the HSE, and it's free of charge, and we got all the drivers trained in that. And we've nearly 1,500 drivers around the country now in Northern Ireland that are trained. I've just become a trainer myself. I went off and studied for the last while to become a trainer, so I'll be rolling this out now across from the 4th of Saturday the 4th next. I'll be qualified trainer. Mm-hmm. So I'll be actually training drivers myself. It's it's a 3.5 hour course. That's all it is. But it's an absolutely amazing what you learn in 3.5 hours. And every single person that has done it has got something out of it. Like, it's been brilliant.
I know taxi drivers themselves went through a particularly hard time, particularly during the downturn. Many of the taxi drivers would have lost a lot of business. Thankfully, things are better again now. But during the downturn, I suppose, you know, taxi drivers went from earning £1,000 a week, probably down to 200 or 300 quid a week, a lot of them, and, you know, couldn't
pay them. And the bills went up.
The mortgages still had to be paid, etc. So I know it was quite common in the industry. That's a sad thing to say, that people were taking their own lives, and there was many other reasons as well. But thankfully, Taxi Watch is there to maybe give some sort of help and some sort of assistance. But in relation to getting back to this story, do you believe there should be some sort of mandatory sentencing?
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
I mean, in other words, do you think taxi drivers should be treated differently to me in respect of somebody assaults me in my car, for example, a friend that I'm giving a lift to? Do you know what I'm saying? There should be a special... Guards, for example.
I always taught myself that even for Gardaí, anyone that attacks a guard should just get a mandatory sentence straight away. That would just deter them automatically. And maybe the same for the job, for bus drivers and for taxi drivers. It's hard for us, like, if you're in a car on your own and you're out sent out to the middle of nowhere to pick up somebody, or somebody just waves you down. Personally, myself, how I would do it is, I use an app. I don't want to say which app we use, because there's loads of them out there, so people can choose. And at least I know who I'm going to collect. I have some sort of record of their phone number, their name, or whatever. And if anything happens to me, they can trace back who the person was, and likewise for them, they know who I was.
Well, I mean, that's a good idea. I mean, that I could when I jump into your taxi, you know, I can look at your picture and I can tell on the taxi app, I know exactly, you know, who you are, etc. So do you have an app where you can look up a passenger's history, i.e. this guy's got taxis about 20 times this year already and he's paid?
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's exactly how it works. Yeah, you will get a recommendation on it. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't even bother checking to see how well they've done. If they're on the app, all I've got is their name, so I don't really mind. I have their name and their phone number and their details and the credit card or wherever it is. So if something happens, I have a bit of comeback. And I have cameras in my car anyway. I wouldn't dare drive a taxi without it. It's not just for me, it's for both of us. It's in case somebody says something against me, or somebody says that I've done something to them, or they've done something to me. Both of us have proof.
I mean, I'm looking at New York, for example. Back in 2014, the mayor brought legislation in that anybody found guilty of attacking a taxi driver could be punished up to 25 years in prison. Now, all taxis now display a sign on their car saying...
Yellow sticker, yeah, yellow sticker. Yeah,
yeah, saying you can be punished for assaulting drivers. With a very serious... and in other words, they're treating taxi drivers differently. In other words, in the sense that, you know, this is a guy doing his job here. You know what I mean? I'm not suggesting it's all right to assault anybody, but particularly somebody doing their job.
Well, that's why we're out there. I'm out there to feed my kids and my wife. I'm not there to drive around the town. Like, I can do that without anybody in the car. But that, I definitely think mandatory sentencing should come in. The law should be changed. More help needs to come from the National Transport Authority. There seems to be more emphasis on putting things on us, rules on the drivers, instead of trying to help. Like, there's no help there available whatsoever.
And would you agree with making it mandatory to have a dash cam? Or is that just adding more expense for the average driver?
I wouldn't say mandatory, because some people obviously can't afford it. That's one thing. I know they're cheap.
They are cheap, Derek. They're not that expensive.
I know they're cheap, but some of the cheap ones aren't. My own one now is I paid €175 for it.
I mean, I know for some people €175 might seem like a lot of money. But when you're a taxi driver and your life is dependent on it, I don't think it's much money.
My life is worth more than €175, exactly. Yeah. But some lads just won't do it. And if it's made mandatory, it's like taxi. Some taxi drivers don't want to sign up to Taxi Watch because they don't want to deal with people that are suicidal or depressed. They don't know how to deal with
it. I can understand that. I mean, it is particularly difficult. And I know Helena, for example, here on the show, particularly in the nighttime show, has dealt with that once or twice. We've had to call the guards, etc., on people who have rang up. And it is very difficult for her to deal with somebody, you know, who's on the other end of the phone, who's threatening to take their own lives. And it is a very difficult situation to put anybody in who's not trained to do that. But in saying that, getting back to, I suppose, taxis themselves, has the business become more dangerous, Derek?
Of course it is. Yeah, and I think it could be a lot to do with drugs as well. And drugs are more rampant, and it's not kind of. I think people are always associated with like heroin dealers or people that are on heroin. But it's not. You have people getting into your car with suits and attacking you, and it's not. There's no. It doesn't discriminate. Whatsoever. Anybody can
be on
drugs. Anybody can be.
But I mean, I don't want to make excuses, because I know it kind of came across the start of the show when you said this guy was a different person when you met him, and I don't specifically want to talk about this case for obvious reasons. But does it matter if somebody attacks somebody, be it in a taxi or on the street, if they're under the influence? I know it's a mitigating factor when it comes to sentencing, but if they're under the influence of alcohol, but have never done that like that before in their lives. Does that matter? Is that a get-out clause of some description?
Absolutely. Well, I can go out and I can get drunk tonight and I feel absolutely plastered. I'm not going to attack a taxi driver.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to...
There wasn't just the assault. There was the undercurrent of racism there as well, you know.
Well, you could see it. Like, I've been, like, last... You could see the pure hatred in his face. You could see it. The anger was there. It was unbelievable.
And for people who watch the video, by the way, the guards, just to confirm, he claimed in the video he was a guard as well.
Yeah,
the guards have confirmed he's not a guard, by the way.
Yeah, he's not a guard. No, he's not. No. But I, like myself, last year, 2 years ago, my car was attacked by a fella. He jumped out in front of me. I locked up in the middle of nowhere. I locked up solid. I asked him, "Is he okay?" Because he looked upset, and he just started kicking every panel on my car and kicked the mirrors off and destroyed the car and. I stood there and I didn't get out to him. I could have got out and knocked him out, but that's not, you don't do that.
No, you're the one, unfortunately, who would have ended up probably in jail.
I could have been in next, probably. So I called the guards. Thankfully, the guards down here in Kilkenny are absolutely amazing. They're on top of us straight away if something happens, and they help us out. And they came and they got him, and they brought him in. And this fellow was a professional, massive job, massive income, massive everything. Pillar of society, and he just went crazy on drinking drugs.
Did he pay it for the damage he did?
He did, of course, yeah. But I personally, it's just the type of person I am. I didn't want to see him get a criminal record. I didn't want to see him lose his job. He had a small family. I felt sorry for all of them. I know I have as well. But personally, I didn't prosecute him, and I asked the guards if not to.
Did he apologise to you personally?
Oh, yeah. He did, of course. Oh, he was heartbroken, and I met him in the guard station the next night.
Right, okay.
And he couldn't come in. He couldn't even face me. He was just absolutely red. And in fairness to this person, and I don't want to stick up for him at all, because I think what he done is horrific. He was the same. He was a different person. It wasn't the person that's in the video. But anyway, and I said, I'm not trying to stick up for him. I don't know him. So
yeah, okay. Well, look, a bigger man, I suppose, that you were at the time, that you didn't have this person in charge, you could have destroyed their career, their life.
Yeah,
everything,
yeah.
You know, but
it
you know,
me, it could be my brother, it could have been anybody. Yeah.
I mean, there is a case here for, you know, for anybody, I suppose, who looks around, and you know, if you do, if, for example, people are not being charged. You know, that you said, oh, well, I'll
well,
get
people
away
aren't
with
reporting it. A lot of drivers aren't reporting the tax. You might get a, like, I've had.
And why are they not reporting it? Do you think, generally, I know that you said the guards in Kilkenny were great, but generally, do the guards take it seriously?
Oh, they do. Oh, God, they do, of course. Yeah. If you go, they'll take it seriously, but it's the time, the effort, and the. Now, that's, for minor, it sounds really terrible, for a minor attack, maybe, don't bother, but if something seriously happens to you, your car is damaged, you have to call the guards. But if there's a fella giving you grief and he throws a few slaps at you and you, whatever, that's, most people just let that go and just get on with your night, because you're going up to a guard station, you're up there for a couple of hours, you're going to lose your rest of your night, like, and you're losing money. And that's what a lot of lads do. They'd rather just get on with the job.
Do you get many runners nowadays? Would I say, you know,
I've
people?
I've had two in 18 years.
Two be run off no pain?
In 18 years.
So that's not a bad record, really, is it?
No, but I'll be truthfully honest with you. What I do is, I have passed many people, many a person on the road, and just left them there and kept driving on a busy night.
Yeah, because you're like a doorman at a nightclub, I suppose,
yeah,
really, aren't you?
I didn't like the look of them, and I didn't feel safe putting them into my car. Now, I know everybody and the taxi regulator will say, you have to take this person, you have to...
I would agree with
car.
You. Yeah.
I would put in my car who I want to put in my car. I don't care what the regulations are.
I would absolutely agree with you. I mean, if you get a bad feeling about somebody, you know, when they hail you down... If it was me, I was actually, they're not getting in. That's it.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, if I had a person in the car, a girl or a fella, and they'd no money, I'd drop them home. There's no problem. And I can get it off the next day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, if somebody walks out in front of your car and kicks your car and then thinks they're going to get in, it's not happening. Like,
all right. Well, listen, Derek, continued success, by the way, with the site, by the way. I know it does well. It does some great work, by the way. And thanks very much indeed for coming on the air, and I appreciate it. All right.
No problem at all. Take care.
Is Derek Devoy from Taxi Watch. He's a taxi driver suicide prevention support service that he has set up. And I believe, though, the way they're going for charity status very soon. I heard him this morning mention that they've signed all the paperwork and everything for that, and I wish them the best of luck with that, because it's a great support service. All right, but in the meantime, getting back to the video, I mean, you heard Derek saying, you know, the guy was a different guy when he picked him up and collected him and brought him to the Garda station. The guy has handed himself in, by the way. I know there's still in the news there. It says a spokesperson is looking for people to come forward if they know who this person is. They know who he is now. He's handed himself in into the guards. Very apologetic for what he did. Does it make a difference? Probably not in most people's eyes. Would you support an introduction of minimum sentencing for people who attack a taxi driver? Let me know what you think. Yes, you think it's a good idea. Or no, you believe, well, look, assault is assault. You know, whoever assaults a taxi driver could get, just like anybody else, 6 months in jail or a year in jail or whatever it happens to be for assaulting a taxi driver. It shouldn't be any different. It shouldn't be an extra 4 or 5 years just because he's a taxi driver. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody did text in earlier on and says, no, was there an excuse as to why this man did this? I saw the video. What are you talking about? If you saw the video, you know there is no excuse for what he did. You know, there was no excuse for what he behaves. And I don't believe, by the way, the racist element matters really in this particular video. Yes, clearly the guy was making very racist comments to the driver. But that doesn't mean we have some sort of racism culture in the country. It was just this particular guy clearly was extremely racist towards the driver. That's how it all started. He started calling them names, using the N-word over and over again. This driver never even reacted, ignored him completely. Just kept ignoring him. I don't know how the driver had so much patience. And then when he saw he was getting no reaction from the racist comments he was making straight to the man's face sitting in the driver's seat beside him, he then decided, sure, I'll attack him. And he did. And in fairness to the man, he didn't even put up a fight. He put up a struggle to try and protect himself. He didn't fight back even. He was just happy enough to get him out of the car and get out of there as quick as he could. The man is clearly terrified. So should there be specific sentencing for people who attack taxi drivers? Yes. Or no. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text us. James, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
How you doing, Noel? Good afternoon.
Good. As a taxi driver, James, have you ever experienced anything like that?
Well, basically, I'm a good long time doing this job. And, you know, I've seen it, you know, apparently myself, I've been abused on numerous occasions. I've been verbally assaulted numerous occasions, been physically assaulted a couple of times. You know, it's just, I won't say it's part and parcel of the job, it shouldn't really be, but generally at night when you are doing this job, you're dealing with people who are intoxicated. You know, 90% of people are fine, but as you saw with that particular case, you know...
He was pissed.
He was pissed. Like, he was just, like, half nine in the evening. Like, he was obviously drinking the whole day.
We don't know the actual specifics of the case. We do know, obviously, yeah. Derek told us that he did admit to Derek that he actually was under the influence of alcohol. We do know that, you know, he attacked the guy. We do know he made racial comments, but after that, we're only supposing, so let's not get into that.
Supposing, yes, so let's not go there. Yeah, but, like, it is... You know, it is very, very common. Even over the last couple of months, there's been so many attacks on drivers in all different parts of the city. We've had drivers who've had their cars burnt out on them. You know, there was one particular driver who was in his 70s who was had his car taken from him and his vehicle was burnt out. He was badly beaten. There was another attack over the weekend in Talla. You know, it's just, it's constantly going on and you know, drivers really are, you know, we're very, very wary of our safety now. Like, it's
You're very vulnerable, really, aren't you? In comparison to, say, if you go to New York, you're behind a screen. The same, actually, in most places in the UK as well, unless you're with Uber or something like that. You're behind a screen, and you don't have access to the taxi driver. So you are in a very vulnerable situation, aren't you?
Absolutely. Like, you know, if you find that when you are, if you do go to New York, I was a friend of mine who was there last week. He was telling me, he was talking to a driver. And the driver was telling him, in the last 3 months in New York, two drivers got assaulted, one by gunpoint and one by knife point. The NYPD got both of them, and both are doing 25 years. Like, you know...
And you know what? That's not actually bad for New York, when you consider the population. But here we are, it's happening on a regular basis over here, and we've only got a population of 4.7 million people.
I know, it's just, you know, I think at the moment we just seem to be seen as a soft touch, basically, and this is the thing. And you know, like myself, Niall, I'm worried. Like, I do days now, I don't do nights, because I'm wary of my safety, and that's been honest. Like, I'm a big guy, like I'm 6'5" tall, and you know, I'm wary of my own safety. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I've seen firsthand of that particular case, but I have seen it firsthand happen to both Irish drivers being abused at night and foreign drivers being abused at night. Like, it's fairly, fairly rampant, and unfortunately, with, you know, the lack of resources the Gardaí seem to have, it seems to be kind of way down on their list.
Well, then, would it make a difference to do what they did in New York, and to basically bring in, you know, this kind of law whereby, you know, a taxi driver specifically gets you more jail time? And I'm looking here, you know, in the United States at the time, a council member, Yandis Rodriguez, who's the chairperson of the Transport Committee, said, "Our taxi and delivery drivers need to feel safer behind the wheel in order to drive safer on our roadways. We have seen great results by posting the penalty for assault in buses, and we know these results will translate." In other words, bus drivers, taxi drivers, you know, a sign up saying, if you assault or abuse this taxi driver, you are going to jail.
Absolutely. Like, for at one stage in New York now, over 5 years, more taxi drivers were murdered than police officers.
Mm-hmm. So they had to do something,
You know, so that particular politician you're talking about, I know of the lady you're talking about. But, you know, it's just... Like anything like that, as I said, for taxi drivers or even, you know, any members of the emergency services, and they've been calling for this for years, especially members of the Gardaí who will probably get assaulted on regular occasions. You know, I think if they did introduce a minimum of maybe 5 years assault on, you know, a 5-year sentence, and it was a guarantee that you were going to go to prison for it, I think it would help. Now, whether it will reduce it or stop it, I don't know. But I think it would definitely help anyway.
Okay, somebody sent me a message here as well. On April the 24th, Queen's Assemblyman Ron Kim and Democrat provided details of his amendment bill called the Taxi Driver Protection Act. This is in Queens, by the way. The bill would raise the penalty of attacking on the job for hired drivers from a misdemeanour to a felony. In other words, considered to be a very serious crime.
Absolutely. And in America, you get a felony conviction and you'll never get a job working for the state. You can't travel outside the US. They really, really take it serious. And, you know, when you see of you know, you read in the media of cases that have gone to court, of all different types of people getting assaulted, you know, now I hope that this particular case, if it does go to court,
we can't obviously talk about that particular case, but obviously the Garda Síochána Conor will be investigating that as we speak. I mean, look, we all saw the video. Yeah. We know what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite clear. But stay there for a second, because Billy, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Billy?
Well, how are you? That's the brother-in-law on at the moment, Niall.
Oh,
hey, James.
It's a family show, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. No. No, anyway, but,
go on,
no,
Billy.
Yeah, by all means, they should be protected, tax rates, but I don't want a special case made for them. Like, I don't know how long James is doing taxing, but I was a barman 28 years. And
yeah,
I,
he's
I,
your brother-in-law, and you don't know how long he's a taxi driver.
Yeah, but I don't, because I don't know, like, 10 years made to me, but I don't know how long we was taxi before that. But,
okay.
What's the saying? I was a barman for 28 years, and I put up with a lot of abuse, a lot of assaults, people throwing glasses, ashtrays at you and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Can run away.
Sorry?
The difference between a barman, don't get me wrong, it's wrong to assault anybody. But you
can
walk away.
Where can you run away to when you're on your own in the bar? Where can you run away?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming you can still... See, the problem is when you're in a confined space like the seat of a car or the seat of a bus, and we saw the attack there on a bus driver recently as well. There, the video went viral of that too. When you're on a bus or you're sitting in a seat with no way out.
Yeah, well, I agree there should be mandatory sentence, but not for only taxi men. Like, I'm not a barman now, but I'm a security man now, and it's where I am, but I'm in a big building, a big government building, and, like... people, I'm in today at 4 o'clock now, and the building will be closed officially to any public at 5 o'clock. But the doors will still be open. I'll be letting in and out staff, and there's a lot of bogeys around where I'm working. And if somebody comes in, I ask them to leave, and they stick a syringe or a knife in me. Like, they should be given just as much as anyone that insults a taxi man. You know,
yeah, so well, see, this is the problem. And Richie sent a text as well, and I'll put this as well to James. He says, I have every sympathy for the taxi drivers. Introducing such a law would be largely unworkable because it would just open the floodgates for firemen, shopkeepers, security men, whatever it happens. In other words, everybody will feel they have some sort of special privilege, James.
Well, as I have said, Niall, you know, it should be across the board for anybody, you know.
Then you just want to increase assault. Like, you know what I mean? I'm saying, you know, taxi drivers, because they're providing a public service, are different. But, you know, if you're saying it should apply to anybody, then we just increase minimum sentencing for assault.
No, I agree with James. You go to work, Niall. I go to work. James goes to work. Regardless of what I do, if I'm assaulted, the person should be dead. It's their court's fault, and it's them asshole judges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they give a fella who does imports garlic 6 years... And then they let people up with serious assaults.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Should James be allowed to carry a sign in his taxi, you know, saying that, you know, assault me and you will be going to jail, whatever, taxi driver something, assault act, 19...
He should, but that's the law has to be brought in.
In other words, should there be a specific law?
No, not for taxis, no way.
Right, okay. Geez, your brother-in-law's disagreeing with James. Hang on for a second. Sorry, James, go ahead.
With this particular case, because it's in the media at the moment, but, you know, you could bring in a law that, you know, if you assault anybody going around the course of their duties, whatever their duties are, whether it's, like, Billy there doing security, myself driving, Gardaí, paramedic.
Well, then what I can say as a talk show host, this is the public service. If I go out the door...
Yeah,
but if I get attacked outside the door because I'm providing a public service and somebody disagrees with me, Billy, should there be a special privilege for me? Should they get more time for doing that?
No, that's what I'm saying. It just needs to be dealt with as an assault, and especially at work, and extra time.
Okay, but you don't believe taxi drivers specifically should have any legislation specially for them in relation to this?
No. They should be treated like everybody. My job is just as important, just as dangerous as James.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely it is.
Okay, well, you know? See, now, James, now we're moving, because you're saying, initially you said yes to a mandatory sentence when it came to taxi drivers. You would have to have that specific. In other words, you're just asking for mandatory sentences for assault in general. Well, then that's not going to be a privilege to taxi drivers or anything special, or it's not going to discourage people from particularly assaulting taxi drivers.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose maybe I am, and maybe I've shifted a small bit, but, you know, going back to where I write, like, you know, should they have, yes, they should, but, you know, should they have mandatory sentencing for everybody? I suppose, yes, they should, really. Like, you know, as Billy said, what does make me so special, you know what I mean, over him? Like, you know what I mean, at the end of the day...
I'm not saying you're special over Billy, but the point is, when you're in a taxi, you are providing a one-to-one service for another individual. I mean, right, Billy's a security man, and maybe under some sort of guise, similar to a member of the Garda Síochána, he's protecting somewhere, so we should have a bit more respect for him than your average member of the public. But in saying that, you're one-to-one with somebody else in a car, in a confined space, you know, that already is a vulnerability. vulnerable situation, and you should have some extra form of protection, I believe. So
yeah, I suppose. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, but
okay. Well, hang on, Billy. Stay there for a second, because I've got to take a break, and I want to come to Bernie as well. And she was a nurse, so maybe nurses should have protection. See, I think Richie's right. You now open the floodgates for everybody to feel they have some sort of special job where they need special protection. Bernie, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Bernie? Oh, sorry, Bernie, I didn't turn you on there. I shouldn't use those words. Sorry,
well,
Bernie.
No, but it's, you know, well done to those guys. I think taxi drivers do a great job. On a personal, my mum is 84 and they look after her so well when they take her in her taxi and they always drop her back to the door and carry her shopping.
Mm.
You don't get that service. So they do a very good
it's
job.
In comparison to most countries, it's quite a personal service they do, because exactly. Ireland is a little bit different, but it is changing. I know it is becoming a bit more clinical. But in relation to your job as a nurse, I mean, were you verbally abused and physically assaulted?
Often, and many times. I worked in the A&E department, I worked in my ward, I had nurse chaplain patients who we didn't know at the time, way back in the 80s and the 90s, were in the early days of drugs. And, there wasn't really anything to diagnose them, so they were off their heads, basically, coming on drugs and alcohol, and you would have to special them all night.
Okay.
And it was quite intimidating and scary, but you got on with it. And now, on 90 to 95, I was assaulted myself, and I was flung over two beds by a man who broke into our ward, assaulted a lady in the bed who he knew, and I ended up, I continued my shift. I got the man off. He was trying to choke her to death. I took her off. The guards were called, and the case went to court, and he was given a fine.
Right. Do you believe there should be specific sentencing for people who assault people in the line of work, let's say, for example?
Yes, I think it's unacceptable. I mean, anybody in any line of work is entitled to be safe when they go to work. They shouldn't have to go into work. Like, it's a breakdown society if anyone thinks they can get away with assaulting somebody else and just go, didn't mean it, sorry.
Did you see this video, by the way?
I don't know about the video aspect. I mean, I don't know if we, some areas as an RC would be very personal. I don't think it'd be right for us to be carrying videos.
No, I'm just asking, did you see the video that's going viral at the moment?
No, I don't. You said not to watch it, and I respect
It's actually quite disturbing to watch, yeah.
Yeah. I can only imagine. I mean, that is traumatic to have gone through that. No human being on the planet has any right to attack on or assault somebody or be like that with somebody else. But I don't know, but I was watching that hell. Everyone should do a week of that. You might be more.
Wait. You watched what was this? Sorry, what did you say? We got cut off there. What did you watch?
Ultimate Hell Week.
Right. Okay.
The Rangers in the army, and I think that is the kind of
discipline training. Yeah.
Yes, and there should be something like that. If you do somebody else a day, do a terrible thing to somebody else like that, like abuse, you should be put into some kind of a thing like that for 2 weeks, where you lose your salary. You're made to do this training, and they can do what they, what they do on that Hell Week. I think it'd be very good to rein you in as a human being, and to, retrain or rethink your thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Something like that, right? Because if you were after, say, like that of the man who did that to that man, if he was taken out of his family home for 2 weeks and made to do a training like that, and where he has, got to go through the ultimate hell, how these people will, make you work. They they make them dive into water. It's a very hard, it looks like a very hard.
Bit of hard labour, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and you lost your salary for a fortnight while you did this course, and then
you'd think twice about doing it again, wouldn't you?
Exactly, yeah. And I think, because everyone's entitled to safety within their working area. Everybody.
You would imagine the deterrent of going to jail in itself, because everybody, unless you're stupid, that assaulting somebody for no reason, if it's in self-defense, okay, you could argue in a court of law, but for no reason to just randomly assault somebody, everybody must know, anybody with an education, that could land you in jail.
Yeah, but you see, there's the mix of people, you get bravado when they're out through doing their drugs and their drink, they get a false sense of, oh, I can say anything here, and, the truth comes out, they say, when somebody's drunk or has drugs, they are arrogant and bulgy. Some people, not all people, but their personalities definitely change.
Yeah.
Like alcohol does change most people's personalities. We get more your tongue gets more loose, I suppose. And,
yeah, I mean, do you work at night, James? Do you do night shifts?
No, I don't, Niall. And the reason why I don't is I'm wary of my safety. I really, really...
Yeah, I wouldn't like to be a taxi driver at night.
I generally, on a Friday, I know I don't...
Or A&E at night, for that matter.
I'd work Saturday night, but I would finish generally about kind of 12-ish, kind of before all the the real lunatics come out at night. Like, you know,
and I can imagine Bernie's right. I can imagine what it's like in A&E on a Saturday night with drunks coming in, abusing nurses and doctors.
Dublin, like, over the last couple of years now, the city has just changed so much the last 10 years. And, you know, it's just, and I never thought I'd say this, but Dublin's just not a safe city anymore. It really and truly is.
It's actually scary.
By the way, to be fair to Dubliners, I don't think it's just Dublin. I mean, I've been in Cork and Limerick and Galway, and I think they can be just as unsafe by times too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For people just going about their business. But hang on, because I want to go to Micheál just before I finish this up as well. Because Micheál, do you believe, Micheál, there should be some sort of mandatory sentencing? Micheál, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. The line is not the best. I'm down country, but yes, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. Micheál, do you think there should be some sort of specific sentencing for people doing their work?
I have it in line, something in line, with what the Gardaí and nurses. I'll never forget some years back while I was a flying hurler in my time, I went into the Mead Hospital, which had been natural on the Sunday to get a few stitches after a few matches, and a drunk came in at 11. I said, what in the divine Moses? A nurse doing her job. And I never leveled it out again because he went clean out through the doors. I battered him. But the nurses should have security, they're entitled to security, especially at night coming in. Anytime after 11 or 10 or 11 o'clock, there should be a charge in anybody with the smell of drink coming in, 10 or 15 euros to pay for the security. There should be a serious fine for anybody assaulting a nurse or a member of the Defence Force, the Gardaí or that.
And what about a taxi driver? Yeah.
Are entitled to defence. The taxi driver also entitled to be a mandatory sentence of some shape if you assault a taxi man, and he can prove it with the visual. And with hearing as well. I mean,
yeah.
You have the hearing, you hear
the audio. Yeah.
Be, without a doubt, pitched accordingly.
Mm-hmm. No, I would absolutely agree with everybody. And I know Billy, that's kind of what he meant as well. I know it sounded like Billy and James were having a bit of a domestic there.
No,
they weren't. They weren't. You both were on the same page, I think, generally
100%.
Speaking. 100%. Yeah, all right. Listen, because I don't want to start a family row between the two of you.
No, he's a great brother now.
Oh, is he? All right.
Yeah. Okay. And he is a big bloke.
Oh, yeah, but he's a big softy.
Yeah, he probably is, yeah.
James, are you still there?
I am. I'm kind of laughing because, you know, everybody has a family. It's a bit scary, like, you know what I mean?
All right. Thanks, James. Thanks, Billy. Thanks to Bernie and Micheál and everybody got involved in that.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.